Skinwalker Ranch and the Disclosure Project testimony. I was looking at one of the most interesting shows on television. Many of you have seen it. It is named The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch. There is now an offshoot named Beyond Skinwalker Ranch. They are about strange happenings all over the property, including UAP sightings of all sorts, and secret planes and helicopters watching them, presumably to see if they find anything. The planes and copters have their mandatory transponders turned off. A transponder identifies an airplane and is required so the air traffic control can keep planes safely separated. Skinwalker Ranch used to be owned by Robert Bigelow, an aerospace billionaire. He is known for his interest in UAPs. He owned the ranch for about 10 years and had teams of investigators working there to try and find out its secrets. It turned out he also had purchased another ranch a week later, which also had the same strange events happening on it as the Skinwalker Ranch. Bigelow also did a study into life after death, but this article is not so much about Bigelow, but more about the strange things happening on Skinwalker Ranch and how Dr. Greer and the Disclosure Project might have solved some of the anomalies happening on the Skinwalker Ranch. If you didn't read my article about the Disclosure Project event, the link is in the written article. You can see what whistleblowers had to say about the shadow government and man-made UAPs. I believe much of these revelations apply to the situation at Skinwalker Ranch. First of all, I had wondered why Bigelow had sold the ranch when he knew it had all those strange things going on there. Did he find out something he wasn't supposed to, and was he threatened by the shadow government, an organization which is beyond our government? When one understands the nature of Bigelow and his interests, it seems he would never give up on finding what was going on unless he was forced to. There has been much testimony by whistleblowers the shadow government is beyond the control of the government and our government is not privy to what they are doing. What I find very interesting is many whistleblowers have said we have been building UAPs since the 1950s. This would mean some of the UAPs we see in the skies are ours and only some are extraterrestrial. I am not sure how many in the mainstream believe this, but there certainly has been much whistleblower testimony to this fact from people who had experiences and were in a position to know. UAP is just another term for UFO. This begs the question, are the events happening at Skinwalker Ranch being caused by extraterrestrials, humans, or as many of the Indian tribes in the area think, by a curse which was put on the place years ago by one of the tribes? Whatever the cause, some of the events are very dangerous and even more strangely affect select individuals. Two people can be standing together and yet one might get affected by some invisible attack and the other be fine. One of the people on the ranch seems to be more easily affected than the rest, and he had to be rushed to the hospital and had a problem with his brain. At other times, one scientist got over-radiated and had burns, yet others were safe. So many things are happening that I won't try and list them all, because I normally try and keep the articles short, but some are so incredible they deserve to be mentioned. First, I have to wonder how this show was ever allowed to get to television. Maybe it was thought to stop it would bring too much attention to that shadow government, but I really don't know the answer. As it is bringing attention to things that feed into the testimony at the Disclosure Project, where witnesses have talked about incredible things being secretly manufactured and people being threatened. There seems to be something over an area known as the Triangle at the ranch. It is not visible, but when different experiments were conducted, such as launching small rockets, they seemed to either hit it and explode or get knocked off course. When a helicopter was flown over the triangle, its radar picked up an object under it and very close, I think they said 50 feet, yet the object was invisible. A very strange signal kept being discovered, always at the same frequency, one which no commercial stations use. It was a 1.6 GHz signal, and a local radio station also said they had noticed it once and recorded it. To date, no one at the ranch has been able to figure out where the signal is coming from, or what purpose it serves. UAPs show up all over the place. They have been seen in the sky and on the ground and in the sky over a dead cow which no predator would touch. The one on the ground was an orb seen in the daytime. It was only in one frame of a video, which means it was traveling very fast even though it seemed to have landed, or it became invisible. No one could figure out how the cow died, so a vet was called in. There were no tracks and no sign of trauma. The vet said stress caused the death because stress in a cow can bring on pneumonia, so what was that event which caused the stress? It seems somehow the UFO over the cow might have been involved. There is an area on the ranch called the homestead. It has a couple of crumbling buildings on it. The scientists decided one night to measure the temperatures around the homestead. What they saw was incredible. It showed a relatively cool area which heated up rapidly and an object which was warmer than anything else moving around. It seems when people start to dig, strange things happen. Cell phones have gone bonkers, the strange signal has appeared, some people have had to leave because they were feeling unwell, and radiation levels have increased. Could the ranch have been used by the shadow government at one time, or could extraterrestrials have had some sort of base there? There is what is called a mesa on the property which might contain something and inside which has in fact shown a structure when exposed to deep penetrating X-rays. When drilling took place, some obstruction inside prevented the driller from drilling further. What was really interesting was chips in the spoils were examined and showed the same sort of material used in the heat shield of the space shuttle. This leads some to believe what was inside had to do with humans, thus the shadow government. There seems to be so many connections to testimony at the Disclosure Project, one can't avoid thinking there is something to this theory.